আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহ আলহামদুলিল্লাহ ওয়া কাফা ওয়াস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিনিল মুস্তাফা সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া বারাকা ওয়া সাল্লামা তাসলিমা কাসীরা কাসীরা। أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم। Ulama-i-Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, there is no doubt from the verses which I have just recited, there is no intention of any tafsir. But the last part of the verses that I recited, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in abundance so that you may become successful. Make the zikr of Allah in abundance. And by now, we all are familiar that zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance does not mean that we just read subhanallah, alhamdulillah the whole day and then keep on indulging in sins. What it means is that both the positive zikr and the negative zikr, doing those things which Allah is pleased with and restraining ourselves from all that which Allah ta'ala is displeased with. Then, just as we have negative and positive, why are both required to bring on our lights? In the same way here too, we will get the light of the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala switched on in our hearts when we are going to do this both negative and positive zikr. I received a letter a few days ago from a young person, and in that he states, he says, Maulana, I'm a young person, and he gives us some details of his life, and then he says, recently I've started coming to your programs. But I was an addict, and I'm still an addict of programs on the television, and he gives certain details. But then the point that he mentions, he says that every time that I watch violence on the film or any kind of other haram picture, I get a splitting headache. He says sometimes it becomes so severe that I begin to think of taking my life. It becomes unbearable. However, I notice that when I start making a little bit of zikr, the ache seems to go down slowly. Now, how do I give up this? Now, he wants to know, how do I give up this? In other words, he wants to know how to give up this problem that he has of watching all the filth on the television, which is giving him such severe headaches, splitting headaches. And he also realizes that it is the name of Allah Ta'ala which seems to be easing his pain when he switches it off. So I replied to him, I said, after the other things that had been mentioned there, then I said, how do you go on to the TV? And with what do you see those pictures? You see them with your eyes, you go and switch them on, you go and put on the TV or the video or the movie, and then you look with your eyes. So just as you went on to it, that is the way of getting out of it. What other way is there of getting out of it? If you want to know how to get out of it, that's the only way to get out of it, that stop going and switching it on and stop seeing with your eyes. If I had given him a wazifa to read, then he would have read some wazifa and come back and said, I'm reading the wazifa but I'm still watching. So nafs is too shrewd. So it's not that the TV came away and hit into his eyes. It's not that the video flew from that video shop, and then suddenly came striking into his eyes that you must see me, like that one person, one simple Bedouin or Dihati. When the Maulana went into that village, now there they didn't know what was Namaz, Roza, Zakat, Hajj. So he asked that how or when does fasting commence? Because he said you must keep fast in Ramadan. So he said, when does it commence? He said, after you see the moon. So he asked a question, if you don't see the moon then? He said, if you don't see it, you don't commence until you see the moon. So now this person understood that if you don't look at the moon, you must not start fast. So he said, well, this is a very nice thing that the Maulana has informed us about. Best thing is don't look at the moon, so you don't have to fast. So he went to the riverside one day fishing in the month of Ramadan, and he saw the reflection of the moon in the river. So he said, Main tujhe dekhna nahi chahta ho, tu meri aankh mein ghus gaya. I didn't want to look at you. Now you got into my eye, what must I do now? I have to fast now. So these videos and movies don't come away like that. They get into our eyes, even if we don't want to see them. And then I mentioned in that letter, I said, you must make shukar of Allah Ta'ala. These splitting headaches that you are getting when you watch the violence on the TV or the sexual scenes, all the other filth, you must make plenty of shukar of Allah Ta'ala that you are getting headaches. I didn't say you must make sabar over the headaches. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. I said you must make shukar over those headaches, that those headaches will become the means of you giving up that haram. So make shukar that Allah Ta'ala is giving you splitting headaches. Lots of people don't get any headaches, so they think, Alhamdulillah, nothing is happening. And they say also that these ulama, they keep on talking about these things, nothing is happening. We are doing so much of sins, we are committing fraud and we are indulging in zina and everything, nothing is happening. We still got good health, plenty of money. Now that is the danger sign. So I said, you must make shukar, because those people, when they will get a knock, they won't know what hit them and from which side it hit them. And then it will be too late to get up. So you must make shukar that Allah Ta'ala is giving you splitting headaches so that you restrain yourself. That person must make shukar over that. Because if he doesn't get the headaches, he will stay glued to it. So who does not know the harm? That is not the only sin. We are not saying that that is the only sin. There are lots of people, they don't have any TV at home. But when they suffer other problems, then they say, what is this problem coming for? I don't watch TV. So is that the only sin? And is it that only because of sins you have problems? It's neither the only sin which brings problems. It could be many other sins that are bringing problems. And sometimes it is not sins that's causing the problem. It is a test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala of that person's iman. And Allah Ta'ala wants to see whether this person has got muhabbat for him, and in that muhabbat does he make sabar. Because when we are getting so many sweet things from Allah Ta'ala, then we must be able to take that which is bitter also. The person who is tasting everything sweet, if one day Allah Ta'ala gives him some bitter pill, then to complain of Allah Ta'ala shows that he's got no love for Allah Ta'ala. He's only an ashik of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. If Allah Ta'ala withdraws that ni'mat for a little while, then all his ishq and muhabbat and all becomes fana. So that is a test for the pious, for the righteous, for those who are not indulging in sins. But I've repeatedly explained, and that person will still have sukoon in his heart, whatever difficulty he is going through. So this tawfiq that Allah Ta'ala is giving us of making zikrullah, for which you have gathered even in this cold winter night, it is a sign that there is love for Allah Ta'ala in the hearts, and that Allah Ta'ala has accepted the previous zikr, therefore he gave tawfiq to make again zikr. One person, Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that he was making zikr, tilawat, ibadat, staying awake for tahajjud, and but shaitan started whispering that what's this? You are making so much of ibadat, you're making zikr, tilawat, but you're not getting any reply from Allah Ta'ala. There's no receipt coming from there that I received it. So why don't you give it up because there's no sense in it. What's the sense of carrying on when you're not getting any reply from Allah Ta'ala? So ilm and knowledge is also essential. Because this person didn't have much ilm, so he took it for granted that yes, that's true. If there's no reply coming from there, why must I make zikr? So he slept away. No tahajjud, he didn't make zikr, didn't make tilawat, nothing. But there are two types of people. One is a murid and one is murad. The murad is whom Allah Ta'ala himself shakes up a little bit and brings him back, even if he goes away. And the murid, he has to make the effort himself. This is the person whom Allah himself has chosen. So if he goes a little off, Allah Ta'ala brings him back quickly. There's detail to it. So now this person, he was one of those who we term as murad. So the next night in the dream, he sees an angel of Allah Ta'ala, or Khizr alayhi salatu wa salam, or someone, and they tell him that, why didn't you get up last night, why didn't you make any ibadat? So he says, because I don't get any reply from Allah Ta'ala, what's the sense of making ibadat? So he said, this making of your tahajjud and making zikr and making dua and making ibadat, that was the receipt that Allah Ta'ala sent for you, that he has received it and he has accepted it. That's why he's giving you tawfiq of doing it again. If he had not accepted it, he would not have given you the tawfiq of getting up. It is a sign that Allah Ta'ala is pleased. Whatever kind we have made, we know that we don't have that khushu, we don't have that ikhlas, we don't have that yaqeen, we don't have that kind of marifat. But what a beautiful example again Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh gives. He says that our ibadat is like the ibadat that that woman does who is in the state of istihaza. Now istihaza, in that state it is permissible for, we're not talking about haze, we're talking about istihaza. So in that state it is permissible. Or take a person that, for example, he's had a bash on his nose and one way the nose is bleeding, it continues for 4-5 salat. So now the mas'ala is that you must make wuzu for each salat and continue with your namaz. Then even if in the namaz the blood is flowing, still your namaz is valid. So he says our namaz and our ibadat and our zikr and our tilawat is like that, that it's not worthy of being accepted in that state. But Allah Ta'ala says, never mind, in that state to you make it, I will accept it. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon us. How dirty, filthy condition. The person is bleeding, his clothes are getting messed with his blood. Allah Ta'ala says, but I accept it, you carry on. So he says, this tawfiq that Allah Ta'ala gave you to get up, it's a sign, it's a receipt that Allah Ta'ala accepted it, otherwise he wouldn't have given you that tawfiq. Hazrat Haji Mazadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person came to him and said, Hazrat, 125,000 times I take the name of Allah Ta'ala. Now, I mentioned this, I think, in Amzinto, that we will start thinking that 125,000 times a person reads Durud Sharif or reads, says Allah, Allah. Of course, in these days, that is not even recommended. Our brains will get dehydrated and then we will act like mad people and we will think that we are ashiks of Allah Ta'ala. The people will think that this person has become majzoob, but in fact he has become majnoon. So we have to limit it and take direction. But this person in those days, they had that kind of himmat. They used to eat good food and they used to do exercise. So he says, 125,000 times I'm taking the name of Allah and still I don't seem to be really getting any kind of reply or enjoyment. And I don't know whether Allah Ta'ala is accepting it. Again, that 125,000 times, we will say we require so much of time to read that, then why are we going to do the other work? So I explained that if you have to look at the work of Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh, the volumes that he has written and the pages, if you have to count, you have to multiply his age 10 times, then only you can write so much. So Allah Ta'ala gave them barakat in their time, that in their little time they were able to do that which we cannot do in plentiful of time. In their little wealth, they were able to do that which we cannot do with plentiful of wealth. So nevertheless, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayh got very angry. He says, yahi kya kam hai, ki Allah Ta'ala ne tujhe 125,000 dafa unke naam lene ki taufik di. So many times he gave you the taufik of taking his name. If he wasn't happy with you and if he didn't want you, or if he didn't accept the first one, you think he would have given you the taufik to do it again. If you don't like somebody to come to your house and you also have the power to stop him from coming, then you will tell him straight, look, please don't come, otherwise I'll take an interdict and get you out. So if Allah Ta'ala wanted to keep us out of his house, then he could have done so. Don't give us tawfiq, take away the tawfiq. So make shukr that Allah Ta'ala in these type of conditions also in these type of, in these times when there's so much of fitnas around, and when there's so much of attraction and distraction, and when there's so much of pulling towards nafs, and when there's so much of pull towards the haram places of entertainment, Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of coming here into the masjid to take His Mubarak name. It is His tawfiq, His ihsan, His fazal upon us. May Allah Ta'ala accept it, and may Allah Ta'ala fill our hearts with the noor of the zikr, so that in the light of this noor, or this noor which will now become light in the heart, then when we go to our business, we'll stay away from haram. When we go to our homes, we will stay away from haram. In our dealing and relationship with our people, with our families and society and brothers and sisters and wives, and for the wives, the husbands, we will stay away from all those things that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with. That is the purpose of trying to get this noor in the heart. Why do you need light? So that you may be able to see the road. What's on the road? Or in the dark room, you want to see whether it's a snake or a stick. So you need light. In the same way, this noor, when it will come, then it will make us see what is good, what is bad. But to retain that noor is the most important thing. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us to retain it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ay mere maula, ay mere wali, ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी नजर में तू ही तू हो तू ही तू ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी नजर में तू ही तू हो तू ही तू सब तो बाहर दिल के अंदर तू ही तू हो तू ही तू ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे माली ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी नजर में तू ही तू हो तू ही तू सब तो हो बाहर दिल के अंदर तू ही तू हो तू ही तू قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مکان میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallah 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 illallahu 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 illallah. जान से भी जो मुझको है प्यारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू जान से भी जो मुझको है प्यारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू जिसके लिए सब कुछ है गवारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू दोनों जहां में मेरा सहारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू दोनों जहां में मेरा सहारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू मेरी नाव का किवनारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह illallahu illallah 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 ऐसा समाजा मेरी नजर में जलवा तेरा देखूं हर सू गैबत दंबर को भी न हो हर वक्त रहूं रूदर रू मेरे लिए बाजार जहां हो सरबसर एक मैदा हो तू ही तू हो तू ही तू तू ही तू हो तू ही तू कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह illallahu illallah 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 जर्रा जर्रा कतरा कतरा रतबो याबिस बहरो बर जर्रा जर्रा कतरा कतरा रतबो याबिस बहरो बर नूरो नारो ओ जो पस्ती कुफरो ईमा खैरो शर
एक जुबां होकर ये सब के सब देते हैं तेरी खबर, तेरे आगे है चहे हर्षे तू ही है सबसे बरतर। कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह, इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु अल्लाह 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 कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 ला ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hoon, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ يَا أَكْرَمَ الْأَكْرَمِينَ يَا غِيَاثَ الْمُسْتَغِيثِينَ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او اللہ forgive each and every one of us. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, مائی رحیم اللہ, مائی کریم اللہ, مائی ستار غفار اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, O my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate you are, how forgiving you are, that in spite of our sins, oh Allah, you are giving us so much of food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to travel about. You are providing the air, oh Allah, the water, the food. Mere Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Oh Allah, our sins have reached a limit. But in spite of that, you are giving us so much of your ne'mats. Ey Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda, koi nahi mere Allah. Tere siwa koi maabood hai hi nahi. There is no Allah besides you. There is no one besides you, oh my beloved Allah. Therefore, we are repeatedly turning towards you. We are not justifying any of our sins that we have committed, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are confessing before you, O my beloved Allah. There's no doubt that from the time we became of age up till now, we have committed many, many sins in our lives. But O Allah, there is no one else to forgive us besides you. Ya Allah, therefore we are repeatedly turning towards you. And you dearly love those who repeatedly turn towards you. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that's beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. When they repent and when they turn towards you and seek forgiveness of their sins. Ay Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, if we have to beg before any human being, they become angry and annoyed. Ay Allah, therefore we are extending them before you. Oh my beloved Allah, everything is in your control. Ay mere pyare khuda, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness from us, then my beloved Allah, you tell us, who do we turn towards? There is no one for us besides you. There is no other door for us that we can tap besides your door. There is no other home for us that we can go in and beg besides your home. Allah, you have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the night or day. Allah, therefore we are extending them before you. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that we have constructed umbrellas of steel above our heads. We do not want to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. We repeatedly commit those sins, oh my beloved Allah. We are persistent in our sins. We are obstinate, oh my beloved Allah. But oh my Allah, then too, who do we go to besides you? Allah, hum jaise bhi hai bande to tere hai. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai. Hum gande hai, hum nalayak hai. Hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai. Mere Allah, hum hai tere. Tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha. Oh Allah, where do we go? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ay mere maula, tu hame maaf farma de. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We know that the moment we will get forgiveness of our sins, then we will find a life of peace and sukoon and happiness and contentment. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to get anywhere close to you. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the enjoyment of the sweetness of iman. Ay Allah, nafs and shaitan wants to distance us from you. Nafs and shaitan are dragging us towards the gutters, oh my beloved Allah. اے اللہ گندی نالیوں کے اندر ہمیں کھینچ کر نفس و شیطان لے جا رہے ہیں. اے اللہ کبھی سینما کے اندر لے جا رہے ہیں. اے اللہ کبھی تھیٹر میں لے جا رہا ہے. اے اللہ کبھی ہمیں ٹیلی ویژن کے برے برے پروگرام پر لے جا رہے ہیں. Sometimes they are taking us, oh my beloved Allah, to the prostitute quarters. Sometimes they are taking us, oh my beloved Allah, to adultery and fornication. Sometimes they are taking us to drugs and drink and wine and women. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, نفس و شیطان hasn't brought respect for anyone. Allah, give us realization that if we are going to obey nafs and shaitan, then there's going to be nothing but destruction. Allah, you are our beloved. You could not have chosen a path for us that brings us, Allah, any kind of misery or pain. Allah, you have chosen the best of path for us. Allah, your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has demonstrated before us the best of all lives. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq to make his ittiba. Ay Allah, hame sachche aashik bana de. Ay Allah, make us true aashiks of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ay Allah, har kisam ke gunah se hame najat ata farma. Ay Allah, give us salvation from all kinds of sins, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, hamare saghira gunah maaf farma. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Ay Allah, there was nothing that was hidden from your sight. You could have seized us the moment we committed sins. You could have destroyed us the moment we committed sins. Oh Allah, you could have brought about embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace upon us the moment we committed sins. But oh Allah, how kind and loving and forgiving you are. You conceal so much of our sins, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, tu maut tak hamare tamam gunah ko chupa de. Ay Allah, qabar mein bhi chupa de. Akhirat mein bhi chupa de. Ay Allah, do not even reveal and expose our sins in the akhirat. Ay Allah, even in the akhirat, do not expose us before the ummatis of the past nabis. Ay Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment and shame to come upon my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of our weakness and our sins. Where Allah, he sacrificed so much for us. His blood has been shed in so many places. Allah, he cheered so much. Where Allah, how much he cried for the ummat. Allah, how much of difficulties he bore for the sake of the ummat. Allah, he was stoned in Taif. He was stoned in Uhud. Where Allah, 3 solid years they were boycotted and ostracized. Where Allah, the time came when they had to chew the leaves of trees for survival. They had to chew leather for survival. Where Allah, and is this the appreciation that we are showing? Where Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, give us the realization. Oh my Allah, make us think for a little while before we indulge in sins, that how much of injury and pain it is causing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, especially in Madina Tayyiba and Makkah Mukarrama. Allah, just a few meters away from the Haram. Oh Allah, the worst of all films can be seen. The worst of all music can be heard. Very Allah, what kind of injury and pain we must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are all complaining of the difficulties that the Ummah is facing. We are all complaining of the trials that the Ummah is facing. We are all complaining of the torture that the Ummah is going through. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that all these difficulties, a majority of its cause is our sins. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to understand that and restrain ourselves from all the haram. And Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and trials of the Ummah. Ya Allah, we may be sinful servants, but oh Allah, we have acknowledged you as our Rabb. Ya Allah, if man can make dynamite stick which can blow up huge mountains, what is it difficult for you, O Allah, to blow away the mountains of our sins? Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, then to your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ay, very Allah, cleanse and purify each and every one of us. Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd. Fill our hearts with the noor of qanaat. Fill our hearts with the noor of sabr and shukr. Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat and zikr. Ay Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with your qurb. Ay Allah, tera isa qurb naseeb farma. That nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Bless us with such closeness and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy to follow the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ay mere pyare khuda, hamein sehat ata farma. We are sick and ailing, oh my Allah. Ay mere Allah, we are sick and ailing and cure is in your hands. اے اللہ دعا میں بھی اثر ہے دوا میں بھی اثر ہے مریضوں کے شفا لیکن تیرے دست میں ہے اے اللہ the shifa of everyone is in your hands یا اللہ we are seeking from you cure for all our spiritual ailments and physical ailments our hearts are filled with malice our hearts are filled with greed our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires our hearts are filled with envy and jealousy ha very Allah why should we burn up our hearts with envy and jealousy when your treasures are unlimited oh my beloved Allah ya Allah bless us with your from your unlimited treasures ay very Allah clean and purify our hearts of pride clean and purify our hearts of envy and jealousy purify our hearts of greed Purify our hearts of malice. Bless us, O my beloved Allah, with the hearts that you give to your awliya-i-kiram. Ay Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to your awliya-i-kiram. Ay Allah, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi jaisa dil hame ata farma. Ay Allah, hame Junaid Baghdadi jaisa dil ata farma. Ay Allah, Sirri Saqati rahmatullah alayhi jaisa dil ata farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, hame Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullah alayhi jaisa dil ata farma. Ay mere Allah, jitne tere اولیاء صدیقین ہے ان جیسا دل عطا فرما اے اللہ you are the same Allah that was in Badr in Uhud in Khandaq and Fateh Makkah we have become weak you haven't become weak اے اللہ the enemy forces are proceeding with their evil plans and their mischief اے میرے اللہ there is no one to stop them There is no one to control their plans, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, aaj ummat behal ho gayi hai, bekas hai. Ay Allah, we are finding ourselves helpless, oh my beloved Allah. Tere siwa koi quwwat nahi hai. There is no one that can change the condition besides you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, just as you sent the angels in the battle of Badr and assisted the Muslims. Ay Allah, just as you sent them in Khandaq, just as you sent them in so many other places, Allah, aaj bhi tu bhej sakta. Oh my Allah, change the condition of the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, change the condition of the Muslim Ummah. Bless us with prosperity. Ay Allah, bless us with happiness. Ya Allah, bless us with satisfaction and contentment. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Remove the trials and the difficulties of the entire Ummah, especially of the Palestinian Muslims, especially of the Palestinian Muslims. Ay Allah, the tanks are rolling in. Ay, very Allah, the bombs are flying. Ay, very Allah, anyone can do whatever he wishes to at any time. Ay Allah, there's no one to stop them. Mere Allah, ummat kis hal par pahunch gayi hai? Na koi apna, na hum kisi ke. یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے oh my Allah what a kind of station we have reached that no one is ours and we are no one میرے اللہ تو ہماری مدد فرما مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما، اللہ طالبان کی مدد اور نصرت فرما، دوبارہ ان کو غلبہ عطا فرما، اے اللہ مجاہدین کشمیر کی مدد فرما، مجاہدین چچنیا اور اے اللہ اور ہندوستان کی مدد فرما، اے اللہ سارے عالم میں جہاں مسلمان پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، اے اللہ یو کین شیک دا گراؤنڈ بینیتھ دا فیٹ آف دا اینیمیز، اے اللہ ان کو ہلا دے، اے اللہ جس طرح عاد اور سمود کو تو نے ہلاک کیا ان کو ہلاک فرما، اے میرے پیارے خدا کوز دا پلینز ٹو کریش ان دا ماؤنٹینز، کوز دا شپس ٹو سنک ان دا اوشن، create such division and disunity among the ranks, O Allah, that their alliances all collapse and their coalitions all disappear. Where Allah, you are Qadir, the weakness is from our side, O my beloved Allah. Where Allah, tu hum sabko nek bana de. Make us all righteous and pious, O Allah. Bless us with your khauf, O Allah. Bless us with your muhabbat, O Allah. Ay Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity. Those who are suffering any kind of ailment, whether they are at home or in the hospital, O Allah, give them complete cure from their ailments. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, and so many of them, O my beloved Allah, due to no employment or other problems, they are suffering financial difficulties. Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, and let them out of all the financial difficulties. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices, oh my Allah. The parents are tearing, the parents are crying. Oh my beloved Allah, bring those children back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ay Allah, tu unko hidayat de de. And oh Allah, give hidayat to the parents to get rid from the homes of those evils which are taking the children onto the wrong path. Where Allah, give us the courage of lions. How long are we going to remain fox, O my Allah? Allah, how long are we going to remain munafiqs and hypocrites on the surface of the earth? We make tawbah and break our tawbah purposely, intentionally, deliberately, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage to throw away sins from our lives, so that we may enjoy peace and sukoon and tranquility and serenity. Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world and come to you. Ya Allah, daily we are reading, we are listening. Oh my Allah, daily we know how many people are leaving this world suddenly, oh Allah. Allah, within seconds they are gone from this world, to rise no more and to tell no more stories, oh my Allah. Allah, they part from their parents, from their children, from their wives, and the wives from their husbands. Ay Allah, thodi si der ke andar kya se kya ho jata hai. Ay Allah, ek din hume bhi apni qabar mein jana hai. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram activity. For we do not know when our soul will depart from our bodies. Ay Allah, let us be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, don't let us be the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. May Allah release us from every chain except one chain, and the chain of your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, O my Allah. Ay Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in drugs, in drink, in prostitute quarters, in adultery, in fornication, in watching any kind of filth on the television screen. Where Allah, let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are happy and pleased with us. Madina Tayyiba ke andar hame shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Ay Allah, Madina Tayyiba ke andar shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Lekin agar Allah waha muqaddar na ho, to jahan bhi ho, barkat wali maut ata farma. Ay mere pyare Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ay Allah, his concern was nothing but the ummati. Ay Allah, all the du'as that he made, bless us with that goodness that he asked. Ay Allah, bless us with that goodness that he asked. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne apne 124,000 sahaba ke saath Hajre Aswad ko chum karke choba gaya. میرے پیارے نبی نے رکنے یمانی کو چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا، اے اللہ میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا، اے اللہ حتیب کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا، how long he attached himself to the Multazam. How much he cried for us, O Allah, at the Multazam. All the du'as that he made behind the Muqabe Ibrahim after drinking the water of Zamzam on Safa and Marwa. In Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, O by Allah. How much he asked, O Allah, how much he asked for us. How much he begged for us. Mere Allah, what love he had for us. Mere Allah, what love he had for us. And we are so disobedient, O my beloved Allah. Allah, hum namak haram hai, hume maaf farma. Allah, all the du'as that he made in Muzdalifa. Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked. Ya Allah, protect us from all the mischief and corruption and fitna that he asked for protection. Change the conditions in this country from adversity to that of prosperity. Allah, we are seeing what is happening in different parts of the country. Allah, protect each and every one of us. Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our businesses. Protect our iman, our Islam. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah with hidayat. Allah, bless mankind with hidayat. Allah, bless the enemies of Islam also with hidayat. But O Allah, if hidayat is not in their muqaddar due to their obstinacy, then destroy them like you destroy the Aad and Samud. Huzur e Paak sasam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa alayhi wa sallim. Ay Allah, jitne bhi dini kaam ho rahe sab ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, jo ijtema hone wala hai usko qubool farma. Ay Allah, khankahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Jiska bhi hum par ehsaan ho tere shaan-e-shaan unko jazaa-e khair ata farma. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi wa nur arshihi sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.